Good evening. My name's Karen Woodall, and first of all, I'd like to say thank you to Elaine for inviting me to speak this evening. I know that holiday times are always really difficult for alienated parents and for their wider families. And so it's a real pleasure to be able to share some of the thoughts and ideas that we have for helping people through these difficult times at the Family Separation Clinic. When you are alienated from your children, every day is a struggle. Every day is difficult, and it is a particularly painful and unending difficulty that you are facing. And so when it comes to special times like holidays or birthdays, it can feel that the pain that you are already suffering is sharpened and is impossible to deal with. The way that we work with this particular burden that has to be carried is to help parents to really begin to understand what is happening to children who are alienated and how to reframe and reconfigure your thoughts about yourself as your child's healthy parent. We know that surviving long-term as an alienated parent really relies upon you being able to reconfigure your self-belief. And when we first begin to work with parents, we want to breathe life back into their sense of being a parent, because one of the things that is truly tragic about alienation is that not only does the alienating parent attempt to completely estrange and separate the children from the parent, they attempt to estrange and separate you as the healthy parent from your own sense of being your child's parent. So when we meet parents, we often find that parents are lacking in a sense of themselves as being a legitimate parent. They are unable to make any sense of what is happening to their child, and gradually that parent's sense of themselves as a good person, a healthy parent, and starts to die away. So breathing life into the parenting or the sense of being a parent in alienated parents is one of the first things that we do at the Family Separation Clinic. That's the key to long-term survival, is to be able to recognise that you are your child's healthy parent and that without you, your child has a poorer outcome. Your child will suffer more than they're already suffering if you are not there when they are able to come and find you. And so keeping parents healthy, keeping them well, and keeping them going throughout these very difficult journeys is what we're doing at the Family Separation Clinic. When it comes to holiday times, and we step up that support. We try to make more help available. We try to put out as much information as we possibly can about how to cope and how to survive what can feel like a really bleak time in your life. There's something to say about children who are alienated and holiday times. I work with children who have been alienated and who are reconnected to their parent through our reunification programs. And I often work with them through birthdays and holiday times to help them through what can be quite a difficult time in terms of their recovery. Some children will say to me that when they were alienated, they knew that they were rejecting their parent, and they knew that birthday cards and Christmas cards and Thanksgiving cards were coming through the door. They knew that presents were there. They would have liked to have opened those presents. They would have liked to receive them and say thank you, but they were unable to do so. Children who have been alienated tell me on a regular basis that they knew what was happening. They had no other choice but to do what they were doing. And they knew that their other parent, the rejected parent, was out there. And they wanted that parent to be there and to remain there. And they hoped that they would be there for long enough for them to be able to come back and find them. Children seem to live in a two-dimensional world. On the surface, when they speak to other people, they will say they don't want to see their parent, but underneath, they freely admit, once they are reunited, that they did feel love, they did feel care, they did hope that their parent would still be there. They also tell me on a regular basis that all through the time when they were rejecting a parent, they were aware of them on social media. They were following them. They were looking at their profiles on Facebook. We know that children are extraordinarily nosy. We know that they can see and hear around corners, for example. They look for their rejected parent. And when they are reunited with that parent and they talk about the past, they will tell us that they were aware and they did want that parent to still be there. And that those two dimensional experiences that these children have, where on the one hand they say, I don't want to, I don't like, I don't love, or I hate, underneath there is a sense of connectedness to the real love, the authentic feelings that that child has, the authentic feelings that have had to be buried in order to please the parent who is causing the alienation. So I want to reassure everybody who is listening that their children do care, they do love them, and if they could, they would be with you, they would be receiving gifts from you, and they would be responding to you. One of the long-term survival mechanisms for alienated parents is to understand what is happening to your child, because when you understand, it's much more easy to cope over the longer term. And when you understand and you're beginning to build a strategy for survival, when you are beginning to be able to see that it's possible to go on as a parent, this time an alienated parent, then when you come to holiday times, it's much easier to be able to cope with those difficult times. I know that when you look outside and holiday times come, that those feelings that you see in advertisements, when you watch films, when you see other families together, can exacerbate the cold pain that comes with being alienated from your children, and can exacerbate the sense of injustice, the lack of understanding, the outrage, the impossible sense of how could this possibly be happening to me. Working on a daily basis to understand how this happened, why it's happened, and what is happening to your child makes it much easier for you to go through difficult times and to be able to bear times like Christmas. Recognising that you are an alienated parent, but you are still a parent, is a very, very important step forward. Many parents feel, as I spoke earlier about, drained of their parenthood. They feel disconnected from it. And reconnecting to your sense of a parent, but this time acknowledging and understanding that you are an alienated parent and recognising those things that you can do as an alienated parent is key to your longer term survival. Holiday times may bring a focus to the pain. It may bring to the surface all of the things that you're coping with on a day-to-day basis. However, if you truly are able to understand how this happened and your role as an alienated parent, then you will be able to cope over the longer term, particularly during holiday times and special times. We always say that you must focus on things that make life worth living. And at holiday times, it's important that you not only think about your children, but you think about you too. Those things which make your life worth living, those things which make you feel warm and healthy and happy and alive, those are the things that at holiday times you need to give to yourself and you need to recognise that you deserve. This doesn't mean that you don't care about your children, and it doesn't mean that you're not focused on your children, but it means that you recognise and you acknowledge the importance of you, and that you recognise and acknowledge that as an alienated parent, you are your child's best hope for a healthy future. And each time it comes round to holiday time, it's important that you reaffirm that you are your child's best hope for a healthy future. Your child has entered into a place that no child should have to go into, a place in which they've had to divide their lives into all good and all bad. They've had to choose to lose you in order to keep the other parent and in order to be able to stay alive, to survive. Your child has buried the attachment that they feel to you under a sense of disconnection from you, under a sense of self-righteousness, under a drive not to feel the guilt and the shame that would normally come with rejecting a parent that has been loved and who loves dearly. Children don't do this unless they're forced to do it. They don't do it unless they're in an impossible position. They do it because it's a coping mechanism and because it's the only way that they have to survive an impossible situation. A child who has been asked to choose one parent and reject the other will feel a great deal of shame and guilt. In fact, we know from our work with children at the Family Separation Clinic that in their recovery, they do recover that shame and guilt. It's the first feelings to come to the surface after the self-righteous anger, which is discharged on reunification. We know that under the self-righteous anger, there are layers of guilt and shame and feelings which are very complex and quite toxic, which the child sits on top of the authentic feelings that they have for you. Authentic feelings which actually appear on reunification to be completely untouched, to be absolutely intact, pristine, clean. These children are able to raise the love and attachment that they have to their rejected parent, sometimes in seconds, if the dynamics are right and if they are liberated from the parent who is causing the problem. And so again and again, we see the reversal of the alienation reaction from self-righteous anger to normal, healthy, authentic feelings for a parent happen very, very quickly. Your child retains that deep inside of themselves, and it is still accessible, and it is still untouched, and it is still as it was when they were in normal, healthy relationship with you. And so it's important that you keep a focus on that, and that you recognise that in order for your child to be able to emerge from the rejecting place, that they need you to provide that healthy place for them to hang on to, so that when they get older, if they are going to come to a place where they're able to reach out, if you are there, happy, healthy and whole, they can reach out and they can reconnect with you more easily. If you're in a situation where you are pursuing perhaps a transfer of residence or a change of residence, if you are looking for intervention in the family court, you need to maintain your health. You need to maintain your well-being. You need to maintain your sense of yourself as an alienated parent, as the platform towards which your children can walk in order to be able to recover their whole and healthy, authentic self. And so each time it comes around to holiday times, it's important that you as a parent reaffirm your sense of yourself as the healthy parent, that you breathe life into that sense of yourself, that you take charge of that, that you own it, that you occupy that space, because that is the space which will bring health and hope to your children over the longer term. When you care about yourself, when you begin that process, you may feel that you are taking attention away from your children, that you are doing something that is wrong because your whole focus should be on your children. But in actual fact, like all things in parental alienation, the counter to that is true. Parental alienation is a counterintuitive issue where we work in the opposite direction to that which we feel we should be working. And all alienated parents feel that they should be entirely focused on their child, that the fight to get their child back should be the only thing that occupies them, and that that's the only way to go forward in these circumstances. Actually, the reverse is true. What we want you to do is to switch that focus and put that focus onto yourself as a healthy, happy human being. And at holiday times, we want you to rest. We want you to recuperate. We want you to look at the twinkling lights, to share food with friends, to share opening presents, to spend time with the loved ones that are available to you, to nurture and to deeply restore your sense of yourself as being an important person in the world. You might feel odd when you do this. You may feel guilty, but we want you to do that because that is the way that you will survive this over the longer term. You must mark the holidays as important times in your children's lives. If you are still able to buy gifts and cards and have them delivered in some way, you must do that. That's very, very important. If you can't do that, then you must buy something talismanic, something which marks this year, this birthday, this holiday, and you must place that somewhere where you can see it. One of the routines that parents share with us that they do on Christmas Day, for example, or Thanksgiving, is they will light a candle in the name of their child and they'll put that candle in the window. I light a candle every Thanksgiving, every Christmas Day, and I light candles on the birthdays of children that I've worked with to reunify with their parents, because each and every one of those children's lives are important. And recognising and marking the importance of those children's lives, both healthy and reunited, and those still out there split and needing help, all of these children's lives need to be marked. They need to be honoured. And sharing that with your family and with your friends and with others who really understand what parental alienation means is another way of you being able to survive. Bless your children when you do this. Bless them and send them all of the love into the void that you can possibly muster. It feels as if you're pouring it into an empty well, but in truth, what you're doing is honouring and affirming your parenthood, your love, your care for your children, and your undying determination to be there for them until they are well and healthy and can come back and find you. Knowing what you can do and what you can't do is another key part of surviving the parental alienation journey. When it comes to holiday times, knowing what you can focus on and what you need to move the focus away from is another critical skill. And so instead of watching families and helping to make the pain worse, what we ask you to do is to turn that around and to turn it to yourself and to turn it to the people that you can be with. If you can't love your children, love the people that you can be with and give to them and allow yourself to receive. If you are very much alone and you don't have family and friends around you, be connected to the wider support networks that parental alienation brings. Because one of the beautiful things about parental alienation, as horrible an issue as it is that it is shared across the world in forums, it's shared in groups, people reach out to each other and they hold each other's hands. On my blog, I see something around 5,000 people visiting from all over the world every week. And I see people commenting and sharing and helping and hoping and working through the difficulties together to a better place so that they're not alone, so that they can share with each other. And the giving that I see in that is enormous. And it is always something which humbles me. It's something which amazes me, and it's something which gives me enormous hope for the future of all the children who are alienated from their parents, because I see their rejected parents being healthy, reaching out, giving love, giving care, and waiting and hoping and being. And I know from my work with reunification with children who have been alienated that those children are lucky beyond compare to have the kind of parents who can keep doing that in the face of so much pain. When it comes to the holiday times this year, I will be marking all of the children's lives with candles, with thoughts, with words, with wishes. I'll be working with some parents who are going through particularly difficult times, and I'll be spending time with my own family, times which I'm grateful for, because things have not always been easy for me in my own circumstances. And so every time it comes to the holiday period, I express gratitude. Gratitude for and what I've been through, what I've survived, what I'm able to give and what I'm able to share with others and what I'm able to receive, because it hasn't always been possible for me to receive, just as many alienated parents haven't been able to receive, and as so many alienated children are not able to receive the love that they deserve from their parents. And so I'll be sharing and thinking, and I'll be sending love into the void and lighting candles and being with people as much as I possibly can be, to nurture myself, to build the resilience in me so that in the following year I can continue to deliver this work. And I hope that in listening to what I've shared today, you will know that being well and being as healthy as you can be will help you to understand that as your children's best hope for the future, if you're not there, their lives will be impoverished forever. And so as your children's best hope for the future, I hope you will use this holiday time to rest, to recuperate, to nurture yourself, to receive love, to give love, and to recognize, acknowledge, and say blessings for your children. And with the hope that this coming year will be different, and the recognition that the work that you are doing now and can do over the coming months can make a difference, can build a new platform for you and your children. I wish you the happiest holidays that you can possibly have in these circumstances. You can smile, you can rest, you don't need to feel guilty. It isn't your problem, it wasn't your fault, just as it wasn't your children's fault. And there can be a happier, better route out of this if you're able to nurture yourself first. And I wish you all peace and blessings for the year ahead.